Victoria's governor swore in the state's new Labor government today with 9 women promoted to the ministry. The new Premier Daniel Andrews says his government is ready for business, with a focus on reopening TAFE colleges and creating 100,000 new jobs. Meanwhile, the opposition's elected its new leader, the former planning minister Matthew Guy. Alison Caldwell reports.
Labor's 42-year-old Daniel Andrews has been sworn in as the 48th Premier of Victoria, along with his new cabinet. Deputy Premier James Molino is the new Education Minister, while former Premier Steve Brax's Chief of Staff, Tim Pallas, is the new Treasurer. Former head of the National Union of Workers, Martin Pakula, is Victoria's new Attorney General. Jill Hennessy is the new Health Minister. Jacinta Allen, Public Transport and Employment Minister. Lily D'Ambrosio is Industry Energy and Resources Minister, and newcomer Jane Garrett is the Minister for Emergency Services. Fiona Richardson holds the new portfolio of Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence. Never before in Australian politics has a cabinet featured so many women. Premier Daniel Andrews.
As Premier of the State of Victoria, I will at all times and in all things discharge the duties of my office according to law, and to the best of my knowledge and ability, without fear, favour or affection.
Across the chamber when Parliament resumes next year will be the new opposition leader, 40-year-old Matthew Guy. After 6 rounds of voting, the former Kennett adviser finally secured the leadership over former Treasurer Michael O'Brien. Mr Guy says he believes the Liberal Party can rebuild and win government in 2018.
The Liberal Party and the National Party will stand ready to ensure we do the right thing by Victorians at every stage, and indeed uphold those values on which our members were elected, and indeed fight for what we believe will be a strong and competitive election in 2018.
Senior lecturer in politics at Monash University, Dr. Nick Economou, says the new Labor cabinet rewards people for hard work and loyalty over the past 4 years.
It's, I think, an interesting combination of old and new. What the Labor Party has shown for a long time, from 1999, when it rather unexpectedly won state election that year, all the way through until the election that we've just had, it's been remarkably united. It's been able to put its factional divisions aside, and it's notable that some of the heavy hitters of the Labor caucus when they were in opposition, people like Jacinta Allen, move into important ministerial positions as a reward for the very good work that they did when they were in opposition.
And what about Matthew Guy? He's 40 years old and he's the new leader of the opposition.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting development and a sign that the Liberal Party party room feels the need to rejuvenate. Presumably he's won that contest over Michael O'Brien. Some might say, well, there are echoes of a bit of a factional stoush there.
It took 6 ballots.
Well, that's very interesting. You were on top of me, Alison. That's extraordinary, which suggests that the numbers are very close. But we remember that the current federal Prime Minister, when he won the opposition leader's position, did so with 1 vote. So narrow victories in a party room ballot don't necessarily mean that your leadership is doomed.
Meanwhile, Labor lost a significant figure overnight with the death of former Minister Lynn Koski. She died after a 3-year battle with cancer.
Alison Caldwell.